Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Mac, I don't even understand how they didn't understand you and that Mary joint.
Yeah, I
kick
know.
Kick that
man.
Old robotic, futuristic George Jetson.
Yeah,
crazy joint.
Just like Uniblab. Robotic kicking flab. For flavor, been a batter. Chitter chatter, madder than the Mad Hatter. I'm extra fly shit, come by fatter. I got the data to turn your body into antimatter. And just like a piece of sizzling, you'll fit inside my stomach with the eggs and grits between.
Take them down, Mac.
The king is what I mean. I mean, my man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand.
Down,
now hold up, let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree that MCs need a tissue.
Wake them up.
The folks, my only issue. I bet your mama miss you, and I bet the Mac take off like an MX missile. No more of your whining on the charts climbing as I make the phone kicking out more harder than a diamond. And if you didn't know who's rhyming, I guess I'm gonna say Craig Mac with perfect timing. You won't be around next year, my rap's too severe, kicking mad flavor in your head. Here comes a brand new flavor in your head. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Mac, brand new flavor in your ear. Craig Mac.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah.
You are now rocking with Carolyn, Abe, and Alicia C.
Don't stop
on the Urban Flavor Radio Show.
Hello, everyone. This is your girl, Carolyn. And you're now listening to Urban Flavor Radio. Hello, do I have a caller with me on the line?
No, it's just me. This is Alicia.
All right.
I'm here.
Co-host. Hey, Alicia, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Awesome, awesome. And I do hope that we're going to have Abraham here shortly to join us.
I am here.
Oh. There he is.
I have arrived.
How
are
you guys?
In the building.
Awesome.
Great.
Awesome. Great. So we're looking forward to a good show tonight. We have a great show, actually, that we're looking forward to tonight with a business owner and Karen Lynette, who is a local artist in the area. So to start off, I wanted to know how your week is so far.
Busy.
Go ahead, Abe. You can go ahead.
No, because you're the star. So I'm
yeah,
going
right.
to let you go. You got all of this stuff going on. I don't really be doing
that. It's been super busy. I will say that. I'm actually out and about celebrating my niece's birthday. So
okay.
Yeah, I'm still called in. Yeah, it's actually, it's Saturday, but she's going out of town, I guess, to New Jersey with her parents.
Okay.
So they just want to do something last minute.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Tell her I said happy birthday from her auntie.
Yes, will do.
Thank you.
And look at that. And she took time to call in still. She must like
that. Oh, yeah.
That's called teamwork. That's what we're here for.
I'm going to be looking
at teamwork
between chews.
No, you're good. Speaking of teamwork, we have a lot going on with our team, and we need to let everyone know what's happening, the progress that we're making. We should hopefully be getting into our live studio, hopefully sometime soon,
yep,
to start our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week radio show.
Yay! Yeah. It's looking good, too, from what I saw.
Yeah, so that's very exciting. Exciting news.
So that means
so
I get to be in you guys' presence, like really sitting beside you.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure if
can't
I'm ready
wait.
For
yep.
that yet.
Well, here he go.
Wait.
Not sure.
So
I mean, both of y'all together at the same time with me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's going to be an awesome thing, don't you think?
I love the idea. I'm just saying, y'all are just so, it's just like the aura that comes off of y'all, and I got to be sitting around y'all. You got to be like super special.
That's even better. That's even better.
True.
So,
I'm not mad.
We do. Yeah, so just to let everyone know, the listening audience know, and I hope that we have some listeners tonight, and I hope they'll chime in on our business guest tonight to ask her some questions, as well as asking questions of the phenomenal Karen Lynette when she comes on the line. So just to let everyone know that if you are a small business owner and you want to come on to our show to speak about your business, please feel free to hit us up on the messenger through Facebook and let us know what your business is all about and let us know what time frame you'll be ready to come on to our show. Right now we're looking at April. We're already booked up until April getting businesses on. So I would suggest you follow up with us ASAP if you want to be heard.
Get in fast.
Yes, we are filling up promptly. Also, with our special guest interviews, we're already into the end of March. So, the middle of March. So we want to have anyone that's out there who wants to be featured, reach out to us as soon as you can and let us know. So do you have any, you guys have anything to add to it before we bring on our guest?
Next Sunday, March the 1st, somebody is having a birthday party. I'm trying to remember
Absolutely.
Who it is. Oh, that would be me.
Yeah.
I am having a birthday party at PJ Mulligan's in Herndon, Virginia. If you check us out on any one of our social media outlets at Urban Flavor Magazine or Urban Flavor Radio, you will see the flyer. It is also our first ever meet and greet for everybody who's involved with Urban Flavor. We will all be in the building, so it's an opportunity for you to be able to come out and meet us personally and talk to us so you can know who these voices are if you've never seen us before. And once again, that is next Sunday, March the 1st at PJ Mulligan's in Herndon, Virginia. Tickets are $20, please. Get your ticket, and we hope to see you in the building.
Yes, and who's our special guest? That's going to be our comedian.
Oh, I totally forgot. Mr. Joe Jackson, the mayor of the Green Line, will be our comedian for that show. He will bringing us comedy. We also have Wuzu, who is a comic slash host, who will be hosting that. So he's going to bring us some funny. At the same time, we got DJ Killswitch and also DJ Swoop DJing, two very good friends of mine who said that they wanted to come out and make sure that my birthday was extra special. So both of those are phenomenal DJs. Joe Jackson is a phenomenal comic. So this will definitely be a night that you will not forget.
Awesome. And where can they get tickets?
You just go to our, what is it called? Our Cash App. It's DMV Urban Flavor. You put comedy show ticks on the notes section, and it's $20 for the ticket. And then when you show up, you just show up with your on your phone with your from your Cash App, and that's your ticket. Things are so different now. I remember when we used to have to go to Ticketmaster's and buy the ticket and have to actually have the ticket in hand. So easier to
right.
do now. Just Cash App it. Bring the Cash App receipt with the comedy show tick on the notes, and you are in there.
Well, you know, technology makes things a lot better nowadays, so that's a good thing for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have two events that will be located at coming up soon. One's on February the 29th, and that's for the Black Wall Street. And that is that's Maya Angelou School, right?
Yep, Maya Angelou School. That's next Saturday, I believe.
Yep, next Saturday. And then we also have on March the 29th, we will be at the Art Center for a Black Arts and Fashion Show. So hopefully everyone mm-hmm. will come out and get their tickets. And if you're a vendor, if you want to get space out in that location, please let us know, and we'll get you into the right direction.
Yes. And two wonderful events. I mean, I think we're going to enjoy those events. We also just recently received a call from the CW, which CW3, which is a local wrestling organization. So it's kind of like the WWF. So they're interested in having Urban Flavor to come out to do some media work there, which I think should be very interesting. I've been checking them out. And I think that's going to be a very interesting venture if that venture falls into place. But yeah, we got
a
lot.
I grew up on wrestling.
Man, you too. Like, yeah, I remember
with my grandmother.
Hulk Hogan and Jimmy Superfly Snuka. all those guys. And that's why I say this should be quite amusing, because I watched some of their clips online, and they kind of imitate that whole feel. Right?
Okay, that's
and it's just amazing to me that it's something like that locally going on that we knew nothing about. So
right.
Definitely want to check that out. But what we do want to do now, though, as you stated earlier, every week we try to get an entrepreneur or a business owner or someone who's looking to become a business owner, or, you know, just someone who needs some shine, if you will, some advertisement to learn about their product, brand, or service. We created the Black Wall Street segment of the show to give up-and-coming businesses that opportunity. And tonight we have Ms. Riggins. We're going to get her on the line, going to be with us. We're going to learn more about her business and what she does. Ms. Riggins, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Oh, we are great over here.
Hi, Ms. Riggins. It's Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
I'm doing great, and yourself? And welcome.
I am wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about your business and where you're heading, what direction you're heading for the near future with your business.
So my business right now, I'm making whipped body butters, shea butters. It kind of became my brainchild, my baby, for my daughter, who is my muse. She has really, really sensitive skin, and we found that a lot of products that are sold over the counter irritated her skin. So I just wanted to find something that was organic that could really just nurture her skin, moisturize her skin, that just wouldn't have those harsh preservatives and things that would irritate her skin. And she's also a vegan, so that also just kind of motivated me to do all things that are natural and organic for her. So that's how we got started. We've been a business still going through the process of getting all our paperwork and things done for about 8 months now. As a matter of fact, I just pulled up in front of my house because we have our first vending event coming up and doing some last minute running around trying to get some stuff done. So it's been a journey. It's been a great journey thus far.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure about that. And so do you go to local markets to advertise? How are you advertising right now?
How I'm advertising right now, we have Facebook. We have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram page. We're also located on Etsy. Our Etsy page is up and running. Our website is currently under development. So we'll be doing e-commerce as soon as we can. And as the shea butter business grows, we're going to start venturing into other things like candles and soaps and body scrubs that will be all organic, all natural, all eco-friendly.
Okay, that's awesome. I'm trying myself to become a vegan, so I'm halfway there. I'm still a pescatarian, so it's a little bit of a challenge, but I'm slowly but surely getting there. How long has your daughter been a vegan?
She's been a vegan for about 3 years now, so the holidays are always interesting when you have one person that kind of eats vegan and everybody else eats everything else. So
right.
Trying to find new recipes and things like that over the holidays is a lot of fun, if nothing else.
How old is she?
That is true.
Okay, so my daughter's 27.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no babies.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
I was curious. So when we say all natural products, are you able to, if you're able, can you kind of give us a general idea of what you use?
So I use all organic. My shea butter comes from Ghana. So I get that in, and then I put all essential oils such as peppermint. I use tea tree oil, jasmine oil for different ones. I use jojoba oil, everything that's going to nurture the skin, that's going to moisturize the skin. That have a lot of, like with castor oil, which I use for the winter, which is a great moisturizer for your skin. It hydrates your skin. It's also antibacterial, so it helps protect the skin from, you know, some people get like bacterial infections. It helps keep your skin protected against bacterial infections. They have a lot of triglycerides and fatty acids that are also good for your skin. You can also use it in your hair. I have one gentleman that actually uses the shea butter in his hair. For that particular one, I use like a Jamaican castor oil that's good for hair growth. stimulates hair growth, almond oil, which also stimulates hair growth. So it's a little bit of, you know, it depends on what I'm making for what client as to what kind of oils that I put into it.
Oh, okay.
So, it's also very good for eczema. I have one customer that gets it every 2 weeks. He had eczema really bad, and it's actually cleared up his eczema. So tea tree oil is really good for that. So I use a lot of tea tree oil in some of my products.
Right. So you have a mixture of clientele, it sounds like.
I do. So I have,
okay.
And that's the one thing that I love is with the shea butter. I also have a young lady who's actually allergic to shea butter, so I started making mango butter. And she's allergic to shea butter, so I started using mango butter for her skin. And it still has a lot of the same benefits as using a shea butter. So, and I listen to my customers, you know, when they tell me, you know, I'm going through this issue with my skin. I have one person that actually has psoriasis, and it helps with their psoriasis. And if you just look at our ancestry, a lot of our ancestry always used natural organic products on their skin and their hair. So that's what I'm duplicating.
Right. And I'm not sure if you did say, but is it good for hair growth? Because I know a lot of people, men and women, are looking for something for to keep their natural hair healthy, of course, and growing.
Yes, it is good for natural hair. For my hair product, I use almond oil, which is good. It stimulates hair growth. I use vitamin E oil, which is also good for hair growth. And I put in Jamaican castor oil. And what I tell my clients is if you're going to use it in your hair, moisturize your hair with water first, because water, of course, our bodies are made up of 80% water. So just like the water of life, put it in your hair, helps get your hair nice and moist. And then you don't even need a lot, just enough to kind of moisturize and go from the scalp to the ends and just moisturize your hair that way.
Okay, so that could be used as a deep conditioner.
Sure can. You can actually just leave it in. You don't need a whole lot. Put a cap on, and, you know, once your hair, you know, you get to like maybe 20-30 minutes, you can take it off and, you know, go about your day.
Okay. What are your thoughts with
I'm sold. I need the product. I need that product. I'm sold.
Yeah.
I'm growing dreads, but it's some way up there. It's a little golf patch up there I need.
I got you. And I'm also going to start venturing. And I also have products for men, so men understand I'm not leaving you guys out. I have two scents for my men's line. My men's line is called Alpha. And so each one of my men's scents actually is a trait of an alpha. So I have one that's called Genesis. I have one that's called Courageous. I'm also getting into beard oils. So if my guys that have beards, I got you. I'm going to hook you up.
I am about to be a client. You are selling me on this show today.
What are your thoughts about using apple cider vinegar?
That is my absolute favorite. I do apple cider vinegar. I take two shots of apple cider vinegar in the morning, and I also do it in the evening. It's really good for your appearance. It's so many benefits to apple cider vinegar. Helps clear up your skin, helps with stomach issues. It helps with your body's pH. It helps with, you know, for some of us girls, you know, summer is coming. So you're trying to get, you know, that summer body going on. So that helps with your appetite. It's a good appetite suppressant. Kind of kickstarts your metabolism. So I'm a big fan of it.
What about for hair?
For hair, I actually, because my hair is natural, so I do wash my hair with apple cider vinegar. I don't do it a lot because, you know, it's acidic. So I do like once or twice a month, get in there and just get the apple cider vinegar. You know, I have a little, and I dilute it. I don't do it straight. Dilute it with some water. Get in there, put it on the scalp. You know, you can go to the beauty supply store and get the little the squeeze bottle with the little tip and just kind of massage it on your scalp and then rinse it with some warm water. And then I follow that up. I use my own product, so I follow that up with my shea butter. I'll put my hair in twist or, you know, depending on what's going on that day.
I need to back up real quick. So you said take a shot, two shots in the morning?
I take two shots in the morning and I take two at night.
Now, when we say shots, we mean shots like extra Hennessy.
Like a teaspoon. So like a teaspoon or
so
like
no
a
espresso in the morning is what you're saying.
If you would like to put it in your espresso, I don't know how well that's gonna taste, but I'll leave that up to you.
I'm a coffee fanatic. Like every morning, I got to have my coffee. And I am working to become vegan as well. I have definitely changed my eating habits, and I'm trying to do the right thing. I swear I'm trying to do the right thing. But my thing is, you gotta supply me with. Me and Curly had this conversation. You gotta give me something to replace something. Like I need something to replace my coffee. So
you can do it.
And I don't know if two teaspoons of apple cider is gonna do it.
Well, if you're looking for that jolt that you're going to get from caffeine, you're not going to get that from apple cider vinegar.
Not at all.
Because it doesn't have caffeine in it, so it's not going to give you that, ooh, I'm ready to go type feel. It's going to give you the, oh, that was nasty, but it's going to help me. It's long run type feeling when you use the apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
But you can switch to teas. There are teas that are really good. You can do a green tea, which is really good. That's good for you. You can do oolong tea is also good. So you can gotta try a little different things.
So it sounds that's to me awesome. Like you got a lot more going on than just shea butter.
We brought it out of her.
Yeah, she's well rounded. It's more than just shea butter. I'm finding out. So this business is getting bigger as we go along.
This business is getting bigger. So I would say about 3 years ago, I was almost 300 pounds. I was 276 pounds and had something go on in my life that was very traumatic. And it caused me ache part of it was because of depression. I started losing weight. And then I just kind of embraced it of losing weight. So I'm not exactly where I want to be, but I've lost over 60 pounds naturally. And, so a lot of people got motivated seeing me do that. So everything I do is really to motivate other people. I have a wonderful tribe of women around me that own businesses, and that's kind of, I was looking at their models and what they're doing, and I'm teaching what you do. How can I take something that I'm passionate about, that I want to do, and make money doing it? So it's really important, the tribe that you have around you. That's really kind of helped me on this journey. So I got a lot of, I model part-time, I work a full-time job.
Awesome.
And all these, so I've met all these wonderful people that have really just kind of motivated me and supported me. So, yeah, I will definitely say that I'm well-rounded.
That is so awesome. That's a great testimony right there that I think a lot of people needed to hear. And I'm hoping that we have some listeners on the phone that may have some questions for you. If you do, chime in while we have her. So I guess we have no listeners. So, Abe, do you have any more questions, or Alicia?
So right now, as far as the product is concerned, like how do you deal with like a manufacturer? Do you put this together on your own?
I put all of this together on my own. So my day usually starts, I go to work, I work a 9-hour day, I come home and I'm making shea butter. Yeah, that's pretty much my day. So I'm usually not going to bed till about 11, 12 o'clock at night. And I'm populating my Etsy page. And I have this bag, it's my tote bag, and I take it to work with me. And people know when she's got that bag, she's got shea butter, you know. I have to say one of the things that I have learned is doing a business, word of mouth is your best advertisement. So I've asked all my friends, all my family, hey, if you got product from me, you know, shout me out on your Instagram, shout me out on your Facebook, you know, give us reviews, what you like, what you didn't like. A lot of my family and friends are my toughest critics because the one thing I say about family and friends is they truly love you, they're going to tell you the truth.
That's true.
Shout out to my best friend. She knows this is, so she's very honest sometimes. So just being able to have that honesty. My sister is one of my biggest supporters. She's listening. If you're listening, I love you.
Awesome.
You know, press one. Press one, sis.
Press one, sis. If you're listening. But,
press one.
And you know, it is so important. Even my personal trainer, who is actually I'm doing a vending bit for tomorrow. You know, he believes in my product. He believes in me. He's like, hey, I got this event coming up. You can vend. Your only fee is that you got to work out. So I was like, okay.
That's a good trade.
That is a good trade. So all my photos that I post tomorrow will be, you know, pre-workout because I don't know how I'm going to look afterwards. so I don't want to put those after-workout photos up because those probably won't be as nice. But, you know, like I said, it's really about having that tribal, you know, community around you that's going to support you and just going to be there for you. And supporting them, I mean, like I said, I have a lot of people that I know that own businesses, and whenever I can, I'll go to their events. I'll go, you know, I'll purchase something, even if it's just something, hey, you got this product, or you have this product that you're putting together, this event you're putting together, how can I help? And I think as a business owner, you know, those are the things that we need. We need to know that people are in our corner, that people are supporting us, that they're not always going to ask for a discount. You know, everybody wants a discount. That's great. When you're a small business, those discounts, they hurt, you know. You know, I can't always give you that, you know, 2 for $5.
Right.
And, you know, your true friends and family, because let's be honest, as a consumer, you're going to pay for what you want. So either you're going to pay it for it or
absolutely.
You're not, because you're not asking Jordan for a discount on them Jordans.
Right. Or you can't go to Walmart and pick up an item and think you're going to get it for the price that you want it for.
Exactly.
So,
you know. So.
I understand that.
I had a question. Can I chime in real quick?
Yes.
So you were talking about, you know, your friends and family. Do you actually have them, like, take a few of, you know, the shea butter items, like, to work or maybe to church or anything like that to help you sell it, or is it 100% you?
It actually, I do. So I recently started making these little packages with samples, and what's in the package, it has a little sample of the shea butter, and it has my business card in it. And so I know my sister has an event coming up this weekend, and she took a handful with her. You know, I also reach out to local businesses. If you have, you know, a barber or a hairstylist that you go to, just, hey, can I post some of these in your store? It's not going to – either they're going to tell you yes or no. It's not going to hurt their business either way. So if
right.
you have friends and families that are willing to do that, and, you know, even when I'm on the metro, I take samples with me and I'm passing it out. So, you know, get your friends and family involved, you know. Make it so, because they're going to want to see, if they're really your friends and you're really your family, they're going to want to support you. They're going to want to see you grow. So if they're, you know, hey, if you're going to church and y'all don't go to the same church, you know, pass these out at church. If you know somebody that uses shea butter, if you know somebody that uses, you know, natural candles or things like that, can you do this for me? So get as many people that really want to see you grow involved.
Absolutely. And that was Alicia. That was our co-host.
Oh, hi, Alicia. Thank you for the question.
Hey, girl. Hey. Yes. I was just
Alicia,
sitting over here listening.
Alicia,
I was like, well,
coming
maybe
out
she
the cut. Look, Alicia come out the cut. You got to watch her. So she's our protection.
Yeah, I like to listen.
She be listening to everything. She just pop out the cut. Like, I'm here.
And another advice I would give to small businesses if they're coming up and you don't know where to start, USBA, which is the Small Business Administration, .gov is a great place to go. They have a lot of resources. They have a lot of online workshops. They even ask you questions. Hey, do you think you have the capital to start a business? Do you have a business plan? They actually walk you through making a business plan. You know, you could have a great idea, but that's necessarily is that idea going to make money for you? You know, do you want your business to be an e-commerce? Do you want to be where you're in a store? Do you have the money to start a store? So they give you these kind of questions and things and resources to kind of help you formulate those ideas. I mean, it always sounds great. Yeah, I want to start a business because you're looking at it from the possibility of making money, but there's so much to go behind it. Are you going to be a sole proprietorship? Are you going to be an LLC? What's the difference? So that's a really good tool that I use to get started. They also have, there is an organization called SCORE, which is nationwide. They do have an office here in D.C. It's located in Largo. They also provide business mentors. So if you need somebody to talk to or run your ideas by, if you, you know, registering, they know the legal jargon that you may not understand. You know, if you need to learn how to register your business with the state of Maryland or Virginia or wherever you are, they can give you that information to help you. So SCORE and Small Business Administration, SBA.gov are really great places to start. if you just don't know where to go.
Well, that is some awesome information.
Yep, and thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I definitely
we really appreciate
that.
And I'm so sorry that our time is cutting short on your interview, because we do have another one waiting online. So where can our listeners find you, locate you on social media, or where your business is located?
Right now you can find us on Facebook under Nature's Reign, and it's R-E-I-G-N. You can also find us on Instagram, and we are on Etsy.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight and giving us so much helpful information on living health and being healthy. So it's a great thing, and we look forward to shopping with you one day soon.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
It's such a pleasure.
You got my vote, so just know I'm coming. I'm going to be getting you some product.
I appreciate it. If anybody has any more questions, just feel free to reach out to me, message me.
Did we get your social media?
Yes, well, she did.
Okay,
I gave social media, and I'll also give my Abraham. I'll message you, and I'll give you my email.
All right, sounds good. And we will make sure that
if you would like to hang on to our next guest, feel free to join us.
I will.
Yeah,
thank
you don't
you
have
so
to
much.
Hang up. You can stay with us.
I'm going to stay on the line.
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
You're welcome. Thank
that
you guys
amazing.
For joining in and listening to our business for this evening, Ms. Riggins and her shea butter. I hope everyone will benefit from the conversation that we had with her tonight and give some feedback on products whenever you have a chance to buy from her. So we will take a break right now, and we'll come back with a few songs during the break from Karen Lynette, our featured guest tonight. So please stay tuned and join us after the break.
Oh,
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is Carolyn, and we have our special guest for the evening, the phenomenal Karen Lynette, on the line with us. Hello, Miss Lynette.
Hello.
Hello, Diva. This
How
is my girl
doing?
Right here.
Hello. I like that song.
Thank you.
I like
so,
that song
so
a lot.
You are the bomb.com.
Pleasure making that song, I tell you.
Yes, and that is called Upside of Life.
Yes,
by Karen Lynette.
Yes, featuring Najee on flute there. So shout out to Najee. So yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Wait a minute. Najee, I know that name. That's
Najee,
not just some
yes,
local
too.
Guy around the corner.
No, the one and only Najee is featured
Are you
on flute
serious?
On that song.
Wow.
Serious?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
It's serious. The concept was initially we're trying to think when we were putting the song together what was going to make sense musically as far as a solo's concerned. So, you couldn't go with any other horn. So I thought about Najee, wait a minute, Najee plays flute. And there you have it.
That is so awesome. Right.
I'm trying to be able to say, oh, well, Jay-Z does verses. And just call Jay-Z.
Well, I can get Jay-Z. He didn't return my call. You know what happened? He didn't return my call.
Well, one day that will happen.
Right.
I guarantee you.
I text Jay-Z, he ain't respond.
He's around the corner. He waiting.
Yeah, he ignored my text.
So, Karen, can you let our listeners know how you started in the business and when did you know that you were a natural-born artist / singer, phenomenal woman?
I don't know if I've quite discovered that quite yet. I started singing in high school. I'm a bit of a late bloomer, actually. People tend to think that I started out as a six-year-old in church, but I didn't start till sophomore year of high school in choir. So being discovered by my music teacher there in high school, and then after high school, starting out working with my brother's band. My brother's a drummer. Working with his band and then working with another local group in the D.C. area. And from there, just the rest is history, just performing and getting the opportunity to meet so many phenomenal musicians and singers in the DMV and abroad as well, other major national recording artists that I've been blessed to share the stage with.
Right. Speaking of which, what national events have you performed at and what major historic venues have you performed at as well?
I have performed numerous times at the historic Blues Alley in Washington, D.C. I've performed at Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C., as well as the Carter Baron, the Fort DuPont Park. It's been Tacoma Station, which is a D.C. staple in the DMV as well. Bethesda Blues and Jazz, Magoobie's Joke House out in Timonium, Maryland. The list goes on. The Gordon Center in the Baltimore area. It's just tons and tons of venues that I have had the opportunity to play throughout the area.
That's awesome. I'm just, every time I talk to you and hear different things, I'm just, I'm your number one of your fans that you have.
If I can jump in real quick, which one of those, which out of the places that you just named, which one would is like your, which one was that one that just had you like awestruck, like you always wanted to perform there, you got an opportunity to do it, and it was like surreal?
Let's see. It might have been Constitution Hall probably because that's one where, again, a lot of big name acts have come through. And that particular one, I was doing support vocals for CC Peniston, but to be on that stage was awesome in front of thousands of people.
That's what.
Your name dropping just don't stop, and she says it so casually. Oh, you're always. I was thinking about CeCe Peniston.
CeCe is my girl. That's my girl.
Look, the name. Najee was just playing on behind me, and then I was just back there with CeCe. You know.
Well, you know what?
Hanging out.
I have two. If I could say two, I've had two. So you have Constitution Hall, and I did do the Apollo Theater one.
Mm. I was going to mention that.
That was pretty
awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
When did you do the Apollo? What year?
Oh,
was
gosh.
That?
It
remember?
Was, gosh, I mean, it was so many years ago. I was a youngster. So a young lady had taken a group of us performers up there for the talent show. For the amateur night situation, and we did the non-televised one, and one of the ushers, so I came in third place, basically,
Okay.
and the usher in the back said, you need to come back and audition for the televised version. So my mother and I, which is my road dog right there, we drove back up and stood 6 hours in the New York cold in Harlem, to do the audition. So that was, it didn't happen, making it to television. However, it was an awesome experience to actually be on that stage.
I'm sure. And speaking of stages, you know, wait for this, Abraham. She was just recently on a stage here in D.C. doing a musical. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Ah, okay, so now we're adding on a third. We're talking the Warner Theater. I just recently started a musical called I've Cried the Blues, and we had guest artists, Kiki Wyatt and Avery Sunshine as guest artists in our musical, and I was, again, the starring lead in that musical presented by Dennis Williams. So it was pretty awesome experience. It was circa 1945, in which I played the mother of three children, and my mother lived with us in circa 1945, Arkansas, and just the trials and tribulations of a black family in the 40s, trying to make it, single mother with a deceased husband. So a lot of darkness within that, but a lot of goodness as well, and just about keeping the faith. It was about perseverance and all those good things. So it was a phenomenal, phenomenal situation.
Absolutely. You still okay over there, Abraham?
My next question is, do you have someone who carries your water? Because I would not mind applying for your water boy position. I will hold the towel for you, wipe your head when you talk to him.
I can use a water
boy. I mean,
we can trade off on that, right? Do you need someone to hold your tambourine?
Right.
Tambourine.
Oh, boy.
And I actually had a chance to see you live. So she performed at your party, right, Carolyn? Right.
Yeah,
so,
I was there.
Alicia, you were there too.
I was right there. I was in the front. Well, I had a blonde wig on, so she probably don't remember.
Alicia was in the building. Karen brings out all the stars. She brings everybody out to the party. So I told all my friends, Karen, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. So this was before me and Carolyn partnered up, right? And we were doing what we're doing now. And my mother and Carolyn were friends, right? So my mom is asking me to come to this party, and I got a lot going on. I do not feel like going to a party. Can we please go? And then Carolyn did ask me to go, so I was like, okay, yes, we'll make it. We're going to go. We're gonna jump in, and we're going to hop right back out, make a guest appearance, and then we're gone. And then I get there, and here's this lady just captivating the room. She's got the room on fire, right? And the band too, like the whole atmosphere and the vibe. And I was telling people that to me was an experience. That's what I want to go see. Like the whole, I mean, you had that place going.
Oh wow. Thank
and then
you.
Y'all hit the roof. The roof, I heard it coming
from the parking lot. They just started running up. I was like, is that someone singing or is that the music? Like, does she have a sound system? And I'm like, hold on. Is this a full concert in the living room? And I just had to come closer and closer.
It sure. Karen Lynette,
like, oh,
and Ascension.
She can sing. And
now, let me mention.
So flawless.
Let me mention while we're on this subject that Karen still is my guest host for my open mics, which are Neo Soul R&B. And the band that played behind her at my party, they are the band who plays behind her for the open mics. So that will circulate back around when the weather breaks. So you all and the listeners,
yeah,
too,
we
please.
We need that.
Yes, make
we
sure you guys come out
that.
To support us.
Yes.
Right, Kern?
That's right.
Absolutely.
So if I can ask another question. So I guess right now you seem to do so many things and you have a great career going on. What's next for you? What is like the next goal that you would like to accomplish with your career?
Well, right now the EP Upside of Life is still going. So if you haven't had an opportunity to check that out, please do. I have a total of 6 songs on the EP, like I said, including Upside of Life and a couple of more beautiful tracks that I've created with some beautiful people, and just really proud of that project as a whole. So it's got some life in it still. I want people to hear it. I've also recently did a recording, a duet with Eric Roberson. So we hope to wrap that up so we can get it out to you guys, because I'm really excited and want you guys to hear that. So that, and then another situation that we are getting ready to dive into as far as some more recording. So more is coming, but definitely Upside of Life. I still want people to take a listen to it. If you have not done so already, please listen to it. Please spread the word. The thing about being an indie artist, we need your support. So it's imperative that people spread the word, make it go viral. Share it. Tell all your friends and family.
Absolutely, because numbers are key to in this industry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how a lot of people look at these indie artists. They look at the numbers, what they represent number-wise. So
exactly.
It is imperative that this is what we need to do for each other. You know,
coming off media presence, numbers. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it means the world. To have your song out there, having everyone listening to it. As a matter of fact, I do occasionally go skating with Karen. And and even the skating rink plays a song for the skaters to skate to. So that's amazing to have that accomplishment, you know, to have that support, too, from your skate family.
Yeah, thanks to my guy Cisco, who got the song Another Star. I did a cover of Stevie Wonder's Another Star, which is on the EP. So we did a different arrangement to it, and it's a beautiful piece. And like I said, shout out to my guy Cisco, who took it and gave it to the skating rink DJ. So shout out to DJ Bam. He created a skate mix to Another Star. So that's pretty awesome.
That is so awesome. So, Alicia, you still there? Abraham, you guys have any questions before I go on to my next question for Karen?
No, you can go right on ahead. I'm just at all right now.
Yeah, see, they are just, you know, flabbergasted. They just don't know how to act right now. Speechless.
Oh, cut it out.
So, you did mention a few people that you worked with, and I read your bio, and I know there's a number of more people that you have worked with in the past, such as Don Robinson. You mentioned CC Peniston. Don Robinson is with En Vogue, Club Nouveau, Case, Model J, Anthony David, Mickey Howard, Regina Bell. I mean, you were busy. Dexter Wanzel.
Oh, yeah.
Just how do you find so much time to get to everyone and to do all that you do to prepare for your shows?
Oh, wow. Well, you got to study. And then as well, it helps when you are a fan of the artist. So basically, growing up as a teenager, I've always been a music head. My parents were music lovers, grew up with soul music playing in the house, in each house. So I grew up on Michael Henderson. I grew up on Gene Karn. I grew up on Dexter Wanzel. I grew up on all of these people. And so I knew their songs. So those, some of those situations were a lot easier where, you know, being contracted for those shows and, you know, it was just a matter of, you know, locking down the support vocals or what have you. But it's and it's a surreal experience, like taking Michael Henderson, for instance, in case, you know, for the people who don't know who the man is, like one of the big hits was You Are My Starship. However, you know, he has tons and tons of material. He also wrote and produced for a ton of other people. And he's also done a lot of incredible duets with the likes of Phyllis Hyman, with Roberta Flack, with Gene Karn. So big, having the opportunity to perform with him last year and singing the leads of those ladies, taking on the place of those ladies, was just surreal. So I already knew the songs, so that was an easy situation, but it was just an amazing experience to be up there with the man himself.
How did you come about him being able to know that you, for one, are a great singer and that you knew those songs? Did you have to audition, or did someone put you in front of him or send him your a sample of your music and say, listen to Karen, you may want to work with her?
Actually, with the Michael situation, he had heard me previously. So the funny story is this. Michael, excuse me, came out of retirement, I think, in early 2000s and started touring again. A friend and I, we go to see him at Blues Alley back in 2008. And he is soliciting to the audience. He's getting ready to do Valentine Love, which he does two versions, a solo version and a duet version with Gene Karn. So something in me yelled out, I'll sing it with you. So he invited me to the stage. We sang the song. He was very pleased with my performance. And there you have it. So every time I would see him, you know, I saw him years later, I reminded him I'm the young lady who, you know. And so the last time I saw him prior to this situation, he was performing at the Birchmere. And I greeted him prior to the show, again, reminded him. And then so during the show, he hands me the microphone as they were doing a song by the Dramatics, Go Outside in the Rain, because he did produce that. So, you know, sang a little bit on that. And then so it made it fairly easy in which to, when the music director put together the band for him, he called me for it. So that's just how it worked out.
That's awesome. And not to put you on the spot or anything, can you give us like one little sample a cappella of what you sung to him?
Oh, okay. Let's see. Phyllis Hyman, he did two duets with her. So one was, what's the other one? We Both Need Each Other. Okay. Okay. Seeing you blue hurts me so inside. Yet you say a woman like me has no pride. And I resent that. I stuck by you when your rent was too high. And now all you can say is goodbye. Oh, yeah. All right, I warmed up.
Nah, that was good.
Woo-hoo. I'm not warm. I almost joined in. I'm up here slaying.
That was just from the late, great, that was the late, great Phyllis Hyman and his duet with her, We Both Need Each Other. So, yeah.
That is so awesome. That's why I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too.
At the drop of a hat, she'll start singing.
Wait. We love you too. We love you too.
Well, I love you guys too.
Don't leave us out. Me and Alicia love you too. You heard Alicia was about to join in.
I was. I'm over here looking for her.
Look, she was. You know how you do the double dutch thing where you standing there ready to. She was ready to jump in.
You know what? And I never learned the double dutch.
Really?
That's all right. That's all right. You just turn and Alicia's going to jump in. She'll be jumping.
I was the girl that sit outside the rope so long, they got sick of me and moved on because I was always scared to jump in the rope. I never learned a double dutch. I'm just a little bit about me. I never learned a double dutch and do a cartwheel. I'm sorry. I had a whack childhood. Let me stop.
Hey, but you're a singer. Hey, that's what matters.
Exactly.
Karen, where can your listeners find you on social media to follow
you?
Yes,
you can find me on Facebook, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Lynette is L-I-N-E-T-T-E. So that's Karen Lynette on Facebook, and then it's Karen Lynette the Singer. That's the artist page on Facebook. So if you want to bypass all the other junk and just go straight to my artist page where you can see what I'll be performing and other music-related stuff, you go to Karen Lynette the Singer, as well as on Twitter, you have Karen Official Lynette, and then on Instagram, Karen Lynette Official. And then you can also go to my website, which is KarenLynette.com.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We are so happy that you found some time in your evening to give us all this greatness that you have
to
give to the
world.
Thank
you. Do we have any people on the line with questions or anything, Carol?
That's what
I am
wondering if we do have any listeners coming in or coming through. Then push the number one to talk.
Okay.
We do have a question.
Hi, how are you? So in a world of auto tunes and music sampling and so many new artists sounding alike, what advice would you give to an up-and-coming artist to kind of distinguish themselves from what is now the industry norm?
That's a toughie because people are going along with the script instead of being original. So I try to remain original. And because I come up in a different era, in a sense, I'm a grown woman. So the thing is, coming up under classic music of the 60s and 70s, of the 70s rather, in the 80s, I'm an 80s kid, so... I think that it would be advantageous if people, the young folks, listened to some of the classic music and getting a sense of the foundation. I'm always big on respecting the foundation. That's a biggie for me. So, I appreciate all eras and all genres of music. But, yeah, going back to that foundation and kind of maybe they can get some inspiration from some of that classic stuff to kind of stand out a little bit.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. I'm sorry, but we're going to have you back because we kind of ran out of town, but we want to have you back here real soon with a lot of questions I'm sure that people have.
Great.
So thank you so much for joining us. We're going to end with your song.
Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What you gonna do? 'Cause I'm so in love with you.